bring DJs from different shows together? Well, want to know more? Listen to Active FM Live.
That's what it is. So what are we talking about, Tim Tams?
We are going to be talking about our previous shows. So we're doing show recaps today.
Our show recaps.
Okay. Yes.
Let me tell you, I spoke about relationships. I spoke about Jan relationships. You know how it is. Everybody's new year, new me. You know, everybody's like, you know, on this. You know, everybody's throwing away everyone in the new year. You know, they're making decisions. You know, there's useless people in my life. There's negative people in my life. So I'm just deciding to stuff that. I mean, that's what we spoke about. We spoke about new flings. You know, the ones that you picked up because you had a holiday, but now the holiday is not a holiday anymore. They are going into the rest of the year with you. Jan. So, I mean, listen, we were talking about, Jan relationships. I'm not going to give you a lot. Go listen on the modern iron. On activefm.co.za, and that's where it is.
Holidays.
Yeah.
I think that's the part that stood out for me. Holidays.
Nah, you know, like you
can yeah.
on the one side, you know, holy.
No, it wasn't. It's not that. So what it is that people say we are holidays. Mm. So we are only dating for the holidays. After the holidays, there's no strings attached. Peace. We go back to normal life. But if I need you at Easter again for my family, pull through. So that's what we're going to do.
What happens if you catch feelings now?
That's the problem.
Now you're stuck.
You're stuck. And the person is moving on. They're like, listen, you were just my holidays. There's a full year person. You were just for the 2 weeks.
So there's a full year person and then there's that holiday.
Too. Yeah,
the holidays.
There's that holiday one.
How does the full year person feel now?
Like, does the full year person know, first of all?
Let's go listen to the mode and find out. What did you talk about? What did you talk about?
Nah, I think it's going to be two shows back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that one's going to be more relevant, you know, with this year.
Yes.
And that one was on, would you lock down again?
Yes.
That one was interesting.
Me?
Because I had some people that also spoke their minds.
Me or the government?
Would you? No, like, okay.
Everyone in general.
Like, because you're making, like you're making it sound, you're making it sound like I have a choice. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to go back to level 5. Thank you.
I feel like you do have a choice, but, you know, we obviously, you know, when you start touching on the government, I feel like, you know, there's like cameras that are now like watching.
You can't just come for you after.
You know, after work.
Okay, so if I had a choice to lock down again, is that what you're saying? Would I do it?
Mm.
No, absolutely not.
Why?
Because economy has to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Lives have to be changed.
Yes.
Churches have to come back
Amen.
And meet together.
Yes.
Not a line. You know, there's just, I have to go to restaurants. I mean, did you remember that long time without going to a restaurant and taking table for two, please? I mean, that was a lot. Let me tell you, I'm up to 100 reasons why I wouldn't lock down again.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You know, while you are speaking about tables for two, I'm like thinking, guys are going to forget how to, you know, like, let's go out.
You know, they're going to forget pickup lines. They're going to forget all those. That's how it's going to be.
That's not going to exist. You go to a restaurant, you don't even pull the chair now.
You forgot because, listen,
hey,
we don't know how to be gentlemen anymore.
Yeah.
Yes, Tim, would you lock down again?
I wouldn't, personally, because of church. Now, when doing church online, it just doesn't feel the same.
It's a different vibe.
No, it is.
It's just
online. I miss my conferences, eh?
Like let me tell there. You.
You look around. I miss the gathering.
Hey. You know, everything is social distancing. I mean, who would have been sitting this close right now? But we can't. Because we have to social distance. And listen, I miss the world without Corona. What would the world look like without? Oh, man, how we took it for granted. And now here we are.
Yeah, you know, that's actually interesting. You know, when you have something and then you take it for granted. And then when it's gone.
You're like,
that's so
like,
true.
Sure.
Just hugging someone, we took it for granted. Shaking hands, we took it for granted. I mean, being able to be out at midnight, we took it for granted. That's how it is.
Yeah, that one. I think that story for midnight, I feel like for some people,
was it a good
like,
one? Hey,
you're running away from you're people. Yeah, hey. So like midnight, nah, I'm cool.
All right, so you're happy to be indoors. Yeah, okay, so there's things from lockdown you would take and things you wouldn't take.
Yeah,
I mean the alcohol sales being closed, I would take that all year, every day. I'm like, let's do that. I'm happy with that. That's the one thing I would keep. And the other thing I would keep were the empty roads, because I wasn't on lockdown, because you know what it is. There was no traffic. You'd be literally the only car leaving all the way till you come back home. On your way to work, you were the only car. On your way, because we were essential services. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to tell you what I do.
No, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? XFM. It's not all that we do. You know, so literally, I would take back. So, non-alcohol sales, so traffic. No alcohol, and traffic every day.
Yeah, there were positive parts of lockdown and the negative effects.
Because like, I just feel like some no lockdown suicide, at all. You know,
no lockdown at all.
No lockdown.
You'd rather have the alcohol sales and the curfews and the traffic.
No, there are some things that, when lockdown happened.
I can see down now.
There's some things when lockdown happened that you're like, okay, that's a positive thing.
Yeah.
We can keep that. Okay, if we can keep that after lockdown, that would be awesome. Like,
let's take that with us. Let's pick what we want from lockdown.
But there's those that you're like,
that's
a no.
Yeah.
That one is a definite no.
You see, like, now this topic has got us talking for a long time. Tim, what did you talk about in your last year?
We spoke about weird trends of 2020.
And what was that? What was your weirdest trend of 2020?
For me, because we spoke about a lot, for me it was the glitter beard and putting flowers on your beard. I just think that's not necessary.
You know what? I can get where it came from. I mean, fathers were sitting at home with their daughters. And
it was a 2020 trend.
So then, I mean, I saw fathers that were dressed by their daughters and, you know, that type of thing. I can see why the glitter, how that happened. Because, I mean, now the dad was there and the child was just like, oh, well, I need to do something with my life. And then they put glitter and flowers on daddy's beard.
No, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about. I was like, there is a lockdown effect.
But
yeah,
it's a waste of a good beard. They are putting glitter. You know, glitter, it doesn't just...
But you can wash it off.
Yeah.
But then we left with the...
Now everyone knows tomorrow when you go into the office eventually that he has a daughter, isn't he? Or they're thinking you've gotten into Harry Styles mode.
Good father vibes. You know, some fathers are like strict with their daughters. They don't touch them.
Okay, yeah. Now when you let your daughter touch you, they're thinking, you're such a good daddy. Yeah. Others are like, is he cross-dressing? Is he tapping into another world? Some Harry Styles world? Yeah. You know, because, I mean, we did a show on the mode with Harry Styles cross-dressing. Where, I mean, just recently they spoke about him, that he has a girlfriend. And I'm like, imagine when they're fighting on who's going to wear the dress. That is a story for another day.
Shopping sprees look different.
You don't part and go to the men's side and then the woman's side. No, we just go together because, hey, who knows? Yeah, no, that is a definite weirdest trend ever.
Imagine you had a boyfriend. And he's asking you, does this dress look good on you?
Oh, no.
Sure.
He wouldn't even be my boyfriend.
He's dumped immediately.
What is he doing?
With immediate effect, he would be gone.
You know, I once thought of a topic. I think I actually did a show on it. Where, imagine you get married. Mm. So if you are a female, see this from your point of view. But now, in that show, it's both. So since you both are females, I'm going to ask you this. Imagine you get married. Like, handsome guy, you know, everything. And then, after the wedding, your husband tells you that... sex change.
So my husband was previously a woman. Yeah. I'm so grateful that God would never let that happen in my life. There would be something I pick up. You know, the Holy Spirit, who is my guide, who is my helper.
Yes.
Who is my advocate?
Hallelujah.
Would never let that happen.
Amen.
Because that would be an over marriage.
Hey.
It would be over before it even started. Because I didn't want to marry a woman. You fooled me. I would sue him. Do you know those things where you sue somebody for lying and for... Listen, that would be exactly what is happening. If I married a man and I thought it was a man and they turned up to be a woman. No.
Yeah.
I would see. I like men with beard. So I don't know how that woman would manufacture the beard. So that luckily...
Hey, these days...
They get injected. These weird hormones that they get.
Yeah, no, but there are women with beards.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... We have to laser it and make it disappear so I can see how it can happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, the Holy Spirit will let that happen to me.
Nah, you see, yeah, they're,
thank
your
you,
perspective
Lord.
Is the one.
Thank
yeah,
you,
it's actually the
Lord,
one.
That we are guided, that we are led, that we are not, you know, just sitting and then anything happens. If what would you do if that happened to you? Would you divorce that man or would love overtake everything?
Like, that was my question, you know, like, to the guys, I was like, okay, yeah, so like, the lady tells you that, hey.
I was a man.
Yeah, I was a man. I did the things.
Never.
Then, like, would you divorce? Hey.
No,
you know,
because we didn't get, there was no truth.
Look, you're a Christian. You're a Christian.
My Christianity says God made you.
After you get married, you don't.
You
divorce.
Will know, you'll feel it.
I didn't marry who I thought I married.
No, but after the marriage, you can't divorce. So, as a Christian, you're supposed to stay.
With who?
The person you got married.
It says, wait, it says a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to her. Mm. And they too shall become one. That's what a marriage is. Now, when a woman left to be joined with her, that's not the way of God's marriage. I mean, now we're going to be very controversial because you're taking me then, people, you know. But that's what I'm saying. So I'm not obliged to be staying in that fake because there was no truth. It wasn't based on the foundation.
No, yeah, it does make sense. It does make sense. So what do you think about the guys? So what should they do? Like, from their perspective, what do you think they should do? Because now, as a guy, he left his family and went to get married to this.
Who lied to me? Said, if you, you know what, if someone's choice, and you told me, hey, I see this was happening, I know I look like a man, but previously I was, that's a different story. Now, that's a story we'll talk about when we can be controversial, you know, but if he's lied to me, all this time I've been thinking, from birth, you've been a man. We ain't doing that.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
No. But I think you will know eventually. Like
you will.
Said,
yeah,
the Holy
just
Spirit will just
yeah.
Say, this is not the one for
yeah,
you.
See,
yeah.
I feel like for us, it's easier. But you know, the reality is there are people out there that this has happened.
Yeah.
And my advice is get to Jesus.
Yeah. That's
because
true.
Then you would know.
In fact, before you even get there, he'll tell you no.
Yeah. It just, you know.
Yeah, like, hey.
Your
just,
parents won't
yeah,
like
get
you.
Get out of here. Hey.
Friends are going to be like, there's something odd about this guy. You know, when things are not right, everybody's just on some...
What's going on there?
Yeah.
Something is off.
His voice is a bit, you know?
Yay.
And then everything just comes out. So, what are your plans for 2021? If you looked at 2021, you know, people last year were like, 2020, you know, this is my year. I'm having a blessed year. But now people in 2021, they're like, whoa, wait, let's just... You know, like toe dipping almost. You know, you don't want to overdream, you don't want to not dream. And other people actually didn't even plan. They're like, what if it's a lockdown?
Actually,
it's scary. You know?
I actually, there's a person that I spoke to. And, like, I was asking them, what are your plans? Because at the moment, they're sitting at home, like, because of the whole situation from last year coming into this year, they're like sitting at home. So I'm like, have you planned this year? And the answer was no. And then I'm like, why? They're like, what if I plan? And then my plans don't go accordingly.
If
like
you
last year.
Fail to
I'm
plan,
like,
thinking, you plan to fail.
Yeah, that is exactly what I was saying. I'm
so
like,
they've been sitting since
there's no plans,
last year.
Nothing. Like literally
just
right now,
sitting
at home and no plans for
2021.
In fact, no goals. Let me put it that way. No goals.
Let's talk to them. That can't happen.
Yes.
There's nothing we can do about the external factors of the world.
Yeah.
But there's things you can do about your life. And luckily for us, Active FM is a Christian radio station. Yes. We're trusting in God. You know what I'm saying? And He's the ultimate maker of absolutely everything. And His purpose will prevail. So when you sit back and say, I'm not planning this year, I mean, hey, what is that? You know, they say, if you want, you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Yeah. I think we plan as far as we can, obviously. I mean, we didn't expect lockdowns. We didn't expect coronavirus. Mm-hmm. People are talking about a potential, you know, COVID 2021. There's already a corona chant that came out now from Eastern Cape in South Africa. Hey. You know, where I come from, I was literally there when that baby came out. When baby corona was born, I was there. But that doesn't say we must stop.
Yeah.
God's purpose still needs to prevail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there we are. We should have not been on Active FM Live today because, hey, we can't be planning. Yeah. No, we can't sit back and just let the world happen to us. We need to stand up and be like, you know, what's up? We're going to do this.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. From my side, okay, me, my plans. Yeah. So, there are obviously things that, you know, in 2020 that you plan and then they didn't work.
Which was taking girls out on dates at restaurants. Put him back by a lot. Yeah, you know,
then I'm going to take this person out and then corona happens. Then you're like, okay, never mind.
Now, there's the
out of the picture.
Gone. Yeah. So 6 months
then you
later.
Can get in, No, it's fine.
So corona ruined relationships, guys.
You know, when you're planning to get in one and then my husband planning to get in.
Wow, okay.
No, the truth comes out. I wasn't planning to get in one. I was planning to get disciples like, yeah, you know, change the nation.
Yes.
Yeah, like that was the vision. Okay. Still the vision this year.
Changing
now,
nations. That's like, what it is.
Yeah, we need to influence votes, you know, stuff like that. We need to be electing the president. Yeah, that's actually the goal. And like, yeah, you know, there's like plans to put in place to make sure that that happens. So like one of, I'll say
fearless.
My...
Can you see your president's name being fearless?
Hey! Yeah.
Fearless president,
okay. Now we're
not gonna say my fellow South Africans.
Yeah,
fearless South Africans.
Yeah, we fearless, yo. You know, it's crazy. I feel like South Africans are actually fearless. Like if you actually look at
it. I agree.
We do accept things and then when you see these things,
No.
We're
like, nobody's
turn into
that.
Our fearless mode now.
Yeah,
hey,
yes.
Like, okay, we don't like this.
And you're not gonna make us like it.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I was saying in terms of lockdown, I feel like we do have a choice, you know? Like we can fearless.
Would you lock down again? It is in your hands.
Yeah.
A fearless eagle has spoken.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, there's cameras, you know. People are watching.
President fearless.
But yeah, my goal, yeah, this year is actually to there's families that, you know, actually do need us to go and, you know, speak the word, change their lives. Some of them, they don't even know what to do. It's crazy. Like, because of the whole situations, they have no direction. So we need to go out there, help them.
Yes. Tackle the situation.
Yeah, yes. Fearless.
Tim Tams? For me, 2021, I wanted to become more realistic because last year I wasn't realistic at all.
Okay.
But mostly focusing like what Fearless Eagle shared, President Fearless, is to focus on ministry.
Yes.
He's like, just to take the president.
Yes. Focusing on ministry, being fruitful, you know, being the fruit, and also just focusing on schooling and work, just basically focusing on those three.
That's what it is.
Okay.
My plans are so major, we can't even mention them on here.
Because
we're going to be sitting here for days. You know, but I think, 2021, I'm taking it by the horn. You know when they say, take the bull by the horn? That's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
If we're fighting, we're going to fight. We are not standing back. We are not letting the world happen to us. We are doing 2021. And what does the Bible say? That God has crowned my year with His goodness and my pots are dripping with abundance. And that's what it is. You can choose to, because people are like, 2021 and they're moping and it's a year of doom and, you know, I'm not taking that into me. I'm saying, listen, this year we're going to do this year. All right. This year's not going to happen to us. There's nothing that's going to shock us because we're going to be planning ahead. We're going to be dodging, whether we're dodging bullets, we're dodging lockdowns, we're dodging whatever it is that we do. What we're going to do this year, we're going to do this year well. Yeah. And that's what it is. So that is the plan for 2021. It's 2021. You know how that's the meme they've been saying. That's the little catchphrase, the little slogan is we won this year already. The battle is won.
Yeah, in fact, we did win it.
Like, and we did more than 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's what
you
it
actually
is.
Need to be an individual that makes things happen. You just sit there. Like, it's crazy. There was a picture that I saw of two people who are dreaming of the same thing. The only difference is the one is sitting there thinking. The other one is building bricks, thinking of it like, okay, this brick.
Taking action a day at a time.
So,
you know, let's be done with that one day is one day life.
Yeah.
Can we stop? Because one day never comes, babes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's just, you know, every day you action something small and you do it. And then, you know, and you'll see by the end of the day, you'll look back at 2021, like January, and be like, sure. I remember that day we sat doing that live, the first live of the year, and look at what we've done now. And that's literally what it is. So 2021, Active FM, we are going places. Okay, look forward to hearing us everywhere, seeing us everywhere, because Active FM in 2021 is going to be bigger than it's ever been.
Yeah,
so I would have on from this live going forward to listening to the mold straight after this. All right, you
it's
go.
Trending.
All things go.
Yeah.
All things go here.
Look at how they're catching on. You see, you know,
trending,
I said this. I did it. Now the people are going. So the mold, you know, what's the topic? We never know what the topic is. All things go. Take us, you know, we're going to take you with you in our lives. You're going to know what we're happening. And listen, just go on Active FM on www.activefm.co.za.
Yeah.
I mean, we are there. Now you've seen our face. That's the nice thing. You know, before, with radio, you never used to see the DJ's faces. All you used to know were the voices. And you know how many times I heard people's voices and then I saw the face was completely different.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, I'm like, sure. You'll hear a person's voice, you're like, yo, I think this person looks like this. And then when you look at them, you're like, wait, is this the same person?
That's a good,
that's
exactly what it is. More luckily for Active FM, you're seeing our faces.
Yeah.
And like anything, every good thing comes to an end, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so you catch us on next week's live. Same time, same place, different faces, but same time, same place. And yeah, this is us from Active FM. Peace out and God bless.
Join the Active FM shows? Well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Flying at the speed of sound. never come.